We now know that Beelzebub has launched the final solution. There's no doubt. No one can possibly have a doubt any longer as to what is it that is at play here. This is not just another election cycle. This is not just another changing of the guard. This is not just, well, you guys, you've been charged now, and our kids are going to get in there, and you just wait and see. They're going to be the next, and they're going to get in there, and they're going to. This is the action. This is the push, if you will. This is what they have been game planning for. And they are convinced that they are going to carry the battlefield and carry the day. There is no doubt about this. So, if that is the case, and if they have, or if they are acting upon this, what they believe to be a final solution, one of the questions in my mind that we ought to be asking is, did they think or did they game plan for any pushback? Was there supposed to be any resistance? Or were they just going to mop the floor with all of us? See, to me, that is ultimately the question. So what to do about it? Well, I propose the League of Extraordinary Not Vaxxed Gentlemen. These sickos, and they are truly sick. I was telling Mrs. O'Connell this, and we need to talk about this, I think. I was telling Mrs. O'Connell this, that the what is going to happen in years hence when these parents, these Munchausen by proxy, drunk on fear and paranoia, people, men and women, finally realize or are told or see, unfortunately, that their decision to allow this body and genetic compound altering vaccination into their children's bodies caused them all manner of mental, physical harm and anguish, and in too many cases, death. That's going to be a PTSD bomb, a depression bomb that's going to have to be dealt with. There is a headline out there today. Now, we just finished our Upon These Rocks Congress, and every nanosecond that we get away from having adjourned, we get affirmation that what we did was correct and we should keep doing it. I must have missed the memo that came out that said that the Pfizer Corporation somehow runs health policy in these United States. So these people can drive their share prices up, and the people that are investing, ooh, look at me, too much money in Pfizer. Well, you killed your family, but hey, I got a profit out the deal. Pfizer is now pushing and promoting for two-year-old children, two, to receive the jab. And parents are going like, okay. Parents in Massachusetts were asked about this by a local Massachusetts television station. And I have the story here in the pile of prep today. One of the responses was, well, I'm kind of worried about it, but not really. I mean, if they tell me, if the government tells me it's okay, then I'm going to go ahead and do it. The same government that lies every second of every day. Glenn Greenwald has, here it is. Let me get to this. Glenn Greenwald has a complete and total devastating piece of investigative journalism where he looked into the fatuous claim, the now completely debunked and fake news claim that Senator Ron Johnson, or Rob Johnson of Wisconsin, and former mayor of New Tenochtitlan, and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani were told in a secret meeting. Well, Johnson was briefed, and Giuliani was told in a secret meeting by the FBI that the Ukrainians and the Russians were working on a disinformation campaign and that they had targeted those two and that they told them that before they went to Ukraine. And that's why the feds broke in to Giuliani's office and stole everything except Hunter Biden's laptop. Every major news entity in the United States ran with that story as having been checked out and verified. That is a bald-faced lie. And Greenwald and now others have said, have proven, the FBI itself has admitted, okay, we didn't really interview Giuliani. The Washington Compost kind of retracted what they have done. This is from WCVB.com, Needham, Massachusetts. Pfizer says it is planning to send, Pfizer says it is planning to seek approval to vaccinate children as young as 2 years old against the corona hoax. Is there no end to this, folks? Is there no end to this? The pharmaceutical company's chairman and chief executive officer, Dr. Albert Bourla, said on a quarterly earnings call they have monetized human destruction. They've monetized it. People are dying. People are getting sick because of these jabs. They were almost under no threat whatsoever from the corona doom, but now they are certainly under threat from the vaccine. And they're having earnings calls to talk about it? Something is very, very wrong here in these United States, ladies and gentlemen. Something wrong. This cannot be fixed by voting. These people are out of control. And again, I started the program with the statement that this is their final solution. They believe that they're going to pull the trigger. This is the run-up to the I Am Legend extermination event, if you will. Sure, please. Just carry the children. You're starting to sound like Alec. No. It's not a conspiracy theory if they're actually doing it right in front of your eyes. Dr. Albert Bourla said on a quarterly earnings call yesterday that he expects to request emergency use authorization from the FDA to make kids ages 2 to 11 eligible for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in September. Bourla said he also plans to request emergency use authorization for children aged 6 months and 2 years in the fourth quarter of 2021. These people are sick. Now they want to jab six-month-olds. Why stop there? Why not get them in the neonatal ward? Hey, Junior. Smack them on the butt, get them to breathe. Okay, hold on, let me give you the jab. Because we all know that infants across the planet are rolling over in their little cribs and are dropping dead from the corona doom. Again, this defies reason. This defies the reality of what is actually happening. But it doesn't seem to matter, does it? It does not seem to matter. Truth has become, here, you know we're in a war. There's an old saying, I forget who said it. It might have been, who is the Chinese general dude? Sun Zhu, I can never remember the guy's name. In any event, truth is the first casualty of war. Truth is the first casualty of war. Are the people that are running the institutions that are responsible for our health and well-being, that's what the purpose of government is, are they seeking the truth? Are they relaying the truth? Are they basing their decisions based upon truth and the reality of what is happening? The answer is easy, and it's obvious, and the answer is no, they are not. Parents who spoke with News Center 5 Tuesday night had mixed reactions to the news. Mike Layton said, well, you know, there, I got some concerns, but not huge ones. You have no huge concerns about genetically altering the deoxyribonucleic acid makeup of your child? You don't have a concern? It's not a huge one? I have an idea, Mike. Mike Layton, I have an idea, Mr. Layton. Why don't you throw him out the third-story window and see if he can fly? You would say, like, well, I mean, maybe he can, especially after he's been genetically altered. But I don't have huge concerns that he's going to fall to Earth. Hey, you won't deal with reality. Why not try it?